And welcome back to the 2015 President's Cup Showcase here at Camden Yards. You're listening to Bobby Trossett and my buddy Brendan Pierce. We're going to take you through this next inning or so here, and we're really happy to be here today, aren't we?
Definitely. Like we said before, beautiful day, 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful day to be at Camden Yards.
And we've had quite the game here so far. If you're just tuning in, it's 10-8 here, the East versus the West side. And if you don't know a whole lot about these two teams, well, it's the first time they've played each other. This is a showcase, and this game features sides from the east and west of Baltimore, both public and private high schools, so a lot of relationship building during these games, just a whole lot of fun, and really a great sense of bond and community going on here, and we are set to start the top of the sixth inning here, and that first pitch is a ball on the outside.
So we have Mark Lopez stepping in, number 17. He's a pitcher and outfielder, one of five kids playing this game from the Boys Latin School of Maryland. He's a big right-handed hitter. He also pitches a little bit, so he digs in the top of the sixth.
And Lynch fires on the outside corner. Lynch, a big, tall, left-handed, lengthy guy here. He's quick delivery here in between, and there's a pop-up to the left fielder. It's a little bloop here, and he handles it okay. That'll be the first out of the inning.
It'll be interesting to see how the East side now responds, now regaining the lead. They've scored 9 unanswered runs, so this game has really been a battle of runs. The West put up 8 runs in the third inning. The East responded by putting up 9 over the past 3 innings. So it's going to be interesting to see how the late inning relievers on the East team will handle the pressure of playing at Camden Yards and if they can hold on to this slim margin.
And Lynch hits the outside corner there. First called strike. Count goes to 0-1. Again, top of the sixth inning here. East 10, the West 8. And Lynch fires one down the middle. Count goes to 0-2 quickly. This guy's got a quick delivery, quick in between sets. We'll see how this guy does here in this top of the sixth.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And all these guys are big, strong kids. We've seen them line a couple of balls in the gaps over the center fielder's head. And this goes back to a conversation we had on our radio show a couple of weeks ago when we had Mr. Zach Bai on the show.
As Lynch gets a called strike, the catcher dropped it. He was able to handle that and throw it to first for the second out of the inning.
So like
real two quick outs, but go ahead, BB.
Like I was saying with Mr. Zach Bai, we had on the show a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how a lot of kids at the high school level are getting bigger and stronger, and how the competition is getting a lot more tight between the differences between the D1 and at the D3 level, and he was talking about basketball, but I think the same exact thing goes for baseball and all sports. A lot of the kids are getting bigger, faster, and stronger, and I think that's certainly on display today.
It's a great reference. We're wishing him the best as he transitions into lacrosse season up there in Albany, where, you know, there's a lot going on in Albany lacrosse, definitely with the Thompson brothers as of late. They are just absolutely breaking into the world of lacrosse and having a lot of success up there in Albany, as Lynch just misses on the outside corner. A lot of fun going on up in Albany, and we really do appreciate Zach joining us a few weeks ago.
And just a little tidbit for Loyola lacrosse. Unfortunately, they had a tough loss yesterday against Bucknell in overtime. However, they open up the Patriot League tournament on Tuesday night at Ridley. So come out and support the Hounds. They will face off against Army in the first round of the Patriot League tournament. So come out to Ridley on Tuesday night. Support the Hounds. We're going to need you. We need to protect home field advantage.
And Lynch is starting to lose it a little bit here with runners on first and second after he just beamed one of the West pitchers. And, again, you know, we can't forget about the women's lacrosse as well. Today they actually just won the conference for the second straight year as far as regular season goes with their 14-4 dominant victory over Navy. So quite a year for the women.
Second year in a row that they've run the table in the Patriot League. Yep. So they brought home the regular season conference title for the second year in a row, going a perfect 8-0.
And in steps Jeffrey London, and he awaits the pitch, and he swings and misses. He's out of the Academy for College and Career Exploration High School. He's got an opportunity here to get this game back to within reach. And Lynch looks over at second and delivers the outside. You know, it was an interesting year for Loyola Lacrosse. Obviously, men's lost quite a few guys that were really huge parts of their championships runs, as there's a ground ball, goes right underneath the glove of the third baseman. So we have the bases jammed here in the top of the sixth. It's 10-8, the East over the West. But, you know, with a lot of these big-time names, specifically Joe Fletcher, Justin Ward, these guys that went on to either play lacrosse or, enter the job world, they really left behind quite a legacy. And that's not easy to fill. Very big shoes to fill. So Coach Charlie Toomey knew that he had quite the challenge in front of him this year.
Definitely. And winning a national championship at a school like Loyola, only 4,000 kids in any sport.
It's monumental.
Exactly. It's something to be proud of. And they lost a lot of seniors last year.
Look at this. We have a little dribbler here. So the catcher wisely steps on home, and he's going to get out of this inning a little bit unscathed. It's 10-8, the East over the West. Quite a very, very smart play from the catcher. We'll be coming back with you at the bottom of the sixth here. BP and I here live from Camden Yards. We're happy to be here. The fifth annual President's Cup. Yep. Featuring the east and west sides of Baltimore.
Great play by the catcher, but going back to the point about Loyola Lacrosse, I definitely think that they lost a lot of pieces from last year. Like we said, winning a national championship, huge. They did probably the best, one of the best classes that has ever gone through Loyola. So losing all of them really hurts them. I think they're only two starting seniors in the starting lineup this year on the team. So definitely, there's never really a rebuilding year for Loyola Lacrosse, but if there was one, I think it would be this year. They're a little bit on the down, but hey, a little bit on the down, and they're still third place in the Patriot League. So that just speaks to the job that Coach Toomey has done with this team this year. And hey, maybe they win a couple of games in the Patriot League tournament and they punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament.
Right. Well, all that being said, once the Patriot League tournament begins, everything you did prior to that game, that opening round, is irrelevant. And we see that in March Madness. We see that in lacrosse. And a great opportunity for Loyola to kind of put this subpar regular season, if you will, aside, and make a little bit of noise in the Patriot League tournament. Because if all goes as planned, most likely, if they do not win the Patriot League tournament, they will not receive that bid. Again, that is tentative. That we are not 100% on that yet, but that is what it looks like right now.
Yeah, definitely. If we don't win the Patriot League tournament, I don't think that there's a shot that we clinch an at-large bid.
So again, BP and I are here with you. It's 10-8, the east side over the west side of Baltimore. We got ourselves a game here in the bottom of the sixth inning with the east due up.
Hopefully the east could tack on a couple runs here to make life a little bit easier for the east closer. As we got a hit by pitch, I believe, to start the bottom of the sixth.
Crowder did hit him in well. Brian Crowder out of Frederick Douglass High School has a little bit of a side delivery going on here that JT seemed to take a liking to. And Crowder delivers a pitch. We got a foul ball coming up near us. Heads up. Count goes to 0-1.
We got number 29, Jordan Mayfee, at the bat. Big, big kid. One of the guys from Archbishop Curley High School, who JT said won the last ever President's Cup tournament, and we got a steal, and he is thrown out. Great play by the catcher to eliminate a potential runner in scoring position. One hop, right on the money, right in front of the bag. Great play by the catcher.
And for Brian Crowder, the pitcher, what a sigh of relief. You hit the batter, and you start to doubt yourself a little bit, doubt your mechanics a little bit here late in this President's Cup game. But nonetheless, the catcher takes care of business, and we got ourselves a nice little – we got a line shot out in center field. Center fielder is going to go way over his head. He's rounding second, all the way coming to third, and he's going to have a stand-up triple easily.
He was certainly on his horse on that one. His strides, man, whew, he was rumbling on that one.
So Jordan Menfi out of Archbishop Curley High School nails a triple out over the center fielder's head. Really never a doubt about that one. One of the hardest hit balls we've seen today.
Reaching all the way to all the way to the fence, 410 feet out there. So an absolute bomb by the big guy from Archbishop Curley High School.
As Brian Crowder fires a first pitch ball. And here he comes, working quickly in between sets here, 1-1. Brian Crowder, he's got a little bit of lettuce there showing off in the back of the head. And he just misses on the outside corner, count 2-1.
Now, throwing out the runner is even more significant now, because if they didn't throw him out, they would have been up 8-11, threatening again for another run and with no out. So really just a huge play by the West Side catcher.
Crowder just missed off the outside end of the plate there. Again, count goes to 3-1. Looks over on the runner at third and fires a little off-speed pitch there. Fouled back. Look out. Hits the sign and back into the stands. Looks like they're fortunately okay. Count goes to full here as Crowder is looking to just kind of work his way through this inning. Oh. And there's a line shot down the third baseline. One runner is going to come around and score. And a rip single into left field. And now the lead has stretched 11-8. So if you're Brian Crowder and this West team, you really want to get your two outs and get out of this inning, because we're starting to get late in this game. And you really have to weather this storm.
Yeah, Jack Cassidy steps in. He's a junior. He plays on another Archbishop Curley High School guy. Rips it past the shortstop. And the left fielder has a little bit of difficulty handling that one. And they're waving him home. And he beats the throw.
How about the wheels? How about the wheels on that one?
He could fly.
There was no doubt that he was going to be waved home there. All it took was a little bit of a fumble from the left fielder, and that was all it took. We got a 12-8 lead here as the West coach wants to talk it over with Crowder, and looks like he's going to be done for the day. Again, great opportunity for these guys. Nothing to be disappointed about. This is a showcase. This is an all-star game. These kids are here for a reason. They can hit the ball. They can pitch the ball. So Crowder's done. It looks like he's stretching his arm a little bit. I see in the dugout right now. Hopefully he's okay. Maybe just a little sore there. But again, we're going to have a pitching change here coming up. 12-8, East over the West.
How about Archbishop Curley High School there? Two guys with a triple and a double. Mr. Jack Cassidy, as well as Jordan Menfi with a double and a triple respectively. So both from Archbishop Curley High School, they have a 3-9 record on the season, the 73rd ranked team in the state of Maryland. So although it has been a little bit of a rough start to the season so far, I think we got some promise, especially from those two players.
Now, BP, how about the atmosphere here right now? We got a little pit bull going on with Fireball here. There's a lot going on in Baltimore. It's 75 and sunny. I couldn't be happier to be here today. There's a ton going on in the Inner Harbor right now, especially with Loyola. Maybe some of those guys will come check out the game after, huh?
Hey, I hope so, you know? Fill the 40,000-plus stadium, you know? That would be nice.
It's doable, right?
We, yeah, we got some, got the Hilton in our sight, the a big Pandora building. You can't beat it.
Looks like some tourists are checking out the game from the windows of the Hilton up there. What a beautiful in the distance building that is.
Yeah, just a great atmosphere, like we said, not only with all the scenery, but also for these kids playing in the home of the reigning AL East division champion Baltimore Orioles. Just a truly remarkable experience for them to play in the stadium of an MLB team. An unbelievable experience for me, Bobby, and Justin as well, to be able to commentate a game at such a terrific venue.
All right, so Don Maggio is going to make his way out of the mound. We thought we might see him, and sure enough, we will. And he will face Derek Hosley, number 13, from Mergenthaler Vocational Technical High. That's the first time we mentioned that one today, as Maggio misfires on his first pitch. Again, Don Maggio, one of the best names in the game here. I thought he hit the corner there, but he did not, so the count goes to 1-1.
Now, if the West really wants a chance to win this game, they really need to bear down and get these last two outs. It's getting late in the ball game. They do have one more chance at the bat, but unless they have an inning like they did that third inning, it's going to be tough for them to battle back in this game if they don't get two outs right now.
For sure. And Maggio delivers up high, ball four. Four pitches, four walks, as Hosley's going to take first, and we have runners on first and second, and in comes Ben Lynch from the Friends School of Baltimore, a big lefty that we've seen a little bit today. He's been on the mound. He's gotten a lot of work today, so let's see what he can do here. And we got a first pitch strike for Maggio. Count goes to 0-1.
He's a big kid, big lefty outfielder. Definitely think that he has a future at the next level.
And Maggio misfires high. Count goes to 1-1.
From the, like you said, Bobby, Friends School of Baltimore, a lot of kids that are playing in this game that are from there, right down the road from us.
And Maggio's up high again, 2-1. Let's see if he can settle down here. Yeah, Friends School. You hear a lot about the Friends School, especially at Loyola. You know, we still are relatively new to the area, but a lot of these schools tend to sound familiar these days.
They currently have a record of 2-3 on the season, and they are led by Coach Brett Linenkohl. So, like we said, 5-6 guys from there playing in today's game. Definitely a bright future down the road on North Charles.
As Maggio sets up the pitch, and he fires it right down the middle. Lynch thought otherwise. He was ready to take a walk down to the first base, but head umpire said no, no, no. And Maggio gets ready. And sets, fires, swinging. What a change of events there. Strike three called, swinging. Maggio's got himself two outs, runners on first and second. As Chris Day comes in.
Chris Day is actually a veteran here. He played in this game last year. He's a big football guy, and he finds a hole.
As you said, he's a veteran, and the bobble by the right fielder is going to have a run come in. And look at Chris Day making a little contribution as the vet, as you said, first and second now. Two outs still. Don Maggio's really just got to settle down here, get out of here, give himself and the team a chance to compete here in this next half inning or so.
A lot of the pitchers today are featuring a big leg kick. So I guess that's what the go-to, not quite Dontrell Willis-esque, but they get pretty high up there to get the momentum going forward. Most of them throw hard. So really get the momentum moving, and it is certainly showing on the velocity.
As Maggio hits the outside corner, count goes 0-1. Score 13-8 East over the West. It's been quite a compelling game here at the 2015 President's Cup as Maggio fires and misses on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-1. Really has been a compelling game all around here. Different ends of the spectrum. West goes up big. East goes up big. It's been a lot of fun to commentate this one as Maggio fires. And did he go? No, he did not. Count goes to 2-1. JT is going to be coming back soon for finishing things off here. Excited to have him back as foul ball goes to the back net. Count goes to 2-2.
This is a big out right here for the West Side. If they have any hope in this game, they got to get this one last strike. See if he could do it.
So Maggio checks on the second base runner and fires. And there's a liner down the second to the second baseman. He bobs a little bit. Oh, and he did not throw it to the second baseman in time. One runner comes around. All it takes is that one little bobble, and that's all that one of the base runners needed to get to second before the throw did. So now we have runners on first and second, and Dom Maggio continues to work through trouble here in the sixth inning.
We've been saying it all game. Who the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is going to win the game.
Here comes Maggio. Little off-speed pitch there. Beautiful curveball for a strike. Count goes to 0-1. Again, 14-8 now. The lead is stretched to two outs here in the sixth. 2015 President's Cup. You're listening to BP and Bobby Trossett. We're excited to be here today as Maggio sets up his delivery. And we have a little dribbler down the third base line. He sets, fires in the dirt. Here comes a runner around the third base, and he comes to home. Again, it's these unforced errors that have plagued this West team today. Really, a tough play. No doubt a tough play. But with a good throw, he might have had him out there.
Yeah, Maggio's doing his part. He's getting ground balls to his infielders. He's doing what he has to do. He's making them putting it the ball in play. And his fielders aren't really helping him out much. So you definitely got a feel for Mr. Maggio.
So the count goes to 0-1 here as Maggio checks out what he wants to throw and checks on the third base runner and delivers. Oh, high pitch. Hello. Hello. Count is 1-1 now as Maggio brushes him off here a little bit. This is my turf. Get off that plate, will you? Maggio sets, fires, and in the dirt. Count goes to 2-1.
So it looks like we won't get to see the East closer today with them stretching out the lead to seven runs.
Hey, you've seen crazier things, haven't we? And a popped up shortstop calls for it in the sun. Nice, you know, shades the sun off there with a nice play. And that'll do it here in the sixth. A big inning there, 15-8 now for the West. And for the East, excuse me, we got quite a game here. JT's going to be coming back after the break. You're listening to Brendan and Bobby here, B&B, for the 2015 President's Cup. Thanks for listening. Be back shortly.